This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're going to be talking about two very hot and timely topics: online learning and how to start a business in 6 days. Yes, 6 days. And we're not talking about a micro SME here. We're talking about catering to thousands of customers within months and delivering their needs and demands well. Joining me in a few seconds is Airi Goh, founder and CEO of Translife Education, an online tuition platform that has seen tremendous growth over the past year. They boast more than 20,000 students, informed parents, and tech-savvy teachers. They're also working on expanding quickly into other areas of education and experimenting on new ways to keep kids engaged as they learn. I have so many questions for Airi, but we'll let him introduce himself first before we get to business.
So, hi everyone. My name is Airi. I'm the founder and also CEO of Translife Education. So, Translife Education is actually an online education platform. We are specialized in providing online tuition classes for national syllabus like PD3, SPM, and moving forward, we also provide for other syllabuses as well. Yep. So, this is roughly what we do.
Airi, thanks for joining us on Open for Business. How are you doing today?
It's great today.
So let's get the most important question out of the way, Airi. And this is a question that's been plaguing me for most of my life. I have to ask you, is it tuition or is it tuition?
Okay, so I guess for us, it should be tuition. It should be tuition. I mean, the right pronunciation. Just that Malaysian, we just call it tuition.
Yes, and it only occurred to me while I was preparing for this interview that is it the Malay word for tuition? And then we've just started calling it tuition even when we speak in English.
Yes, correct. Because the spelling is T-U-I-S-Y-E-N. So people just call it tuition. It should be tuition.
Yeah. So, okay, for this interview, shall we just call it tuition?
Yeah, okay, sure. We can call it tuition.
Okay. Let's go with tuition for this one. Now, talk to us about Translife Education and how what you're doing is different from your regular online tuition platforms.
Okay, so Translife Education is, I would say, an end-to-end online tuition platform because we provide from someone to be able to subscribe all the way to not just registration, but they are also able to attend live classes. And after attending live classes, they are able to watch the recording and also get all the information like handouts even afterwards. And this whole process is fully integrated on our platform itself. So that makes us, I would say, the only platform in Malaysia that provides end-to-end online educations. Yep.
So explain to me about what this experience will be like for the students. Is it a live class being taught, like seminar-like, or is it recorded classes based on the curriculum and based on a syllabus? How does it work?
All the classes are conducted live. So the classes are something like seminar type, where teachers will be teaching mainly, but from time to time, the teacher will ask questions and then the students will get to ask questions if they have any like questions.
And then there's also like materials, handouts, and what about graphics and things like that? All that will also be projected on screen for the students?
Yes. So the teachers will share their screen. And on top of that, they also have handouts given before the class starts.
So what's wrong with the regular online tuition platforms right now? You know, what is it that they are not providing? Or what is the pain point that you are hoping to address with Translife Education?
Definitely one of the, I would say, hassles among the parents or students is that they have to search for information everywhere. They have to check their WhatsApp, they have to check their email, they have to just check back the chat history, or even they have to call up their teachers just to find the information about the material, the handouts, and all everything related to the classes. I would say the information are pretty scattered. It's not like us, it's like in one single place, they can find all the information, provided. This provide great convenience to all the parents and students. I think, study itself is already very hectic.
Stressful
for a lot of students and parents. So what we want, so just a peace of mind, like, the moment when you log into your TransLife account, you get everything you need there, even including let's say you want to do revisions for a class back a few months back, you'll be able to do the revision instantly because our recording provide from Form 1 all the way until Form 5. You can still do a revision for Form 1 classes that you take.
So this introduction of class recordings, why is this significant? Is it just for revision purposes, or is there a reason why our students today will need to revisit these lessons over and over again?
I think the recording itself is good because sometimes the students won't be able to pay 100% attention, right? Because you get distracted by maybe you were daydreaming, you were just not listening attentively. So you miss out certain important things that you want to revise later on. Or maybe after 1 year, you already forgot like what are the important facts about the studies for Form 4 while you're preparing for your SPM. So I think recordings is very, very important.
And this is not usually provided by other online tuition platforms, is it?
Yes. The reason being that there is always this sensitive issue whereby the teachers, they're scared that someone will just copy their material and teach somewhere else. They say, okay, that there's infringements of copyright issue. Mm-hmm. And then that's why I would say most of the tuition teachers, they are reluctant to do so.
So what is TransLife doing to kind of protect their copyright and the videos that you produce for your students?
We are doing our best because for online, in the online world, there is nothing that's 100% perfect, but we are doing our best to protect the interests of the teachers because everything is contained within our platform. Even the video we provide to them, everything is within our platform. Like you cannot download the video. And also, you cannot share this out to your friends by simply sharing a link. So it's not something doable in the conventional way, unless the students try to do some hanky-panky stuff to copy it. So, but most of the time, it's protected, yes.
Okay, all right. So would you say the class recordings, would you say that is your USP? Is that how TransLife is changing the online tuition world for its students here?
I think one of the main factors would be this, but definitely from the teachers that we select to teach on the platform to the kind of convenience end-to-end solution and including the recording, I would say pretty much it consists of several factors.
So how much would something like this cost a student? Say you're in PT3 and you're starting in the month of April. Do you go by term? Do you go by the number of classes? Is it a monthly thing, like how we used to pay for tuition when we were younger?
Yes. Still the same. So they'll pay monthly. So because the content is ongoing, so they will join from based on the latest classes available, and they are probably paying around 60 to 80 ringgit depending on the number of subjects they are taking. The more subjects that they take, they enjoy a more discount.
Okay, and will they be able to refer to previous recordings from before they joined the platform?
For the recordings before they join the platform can be made available if they purchase the recording. So the recordings are available.
So what is the minimum? If I take one subject on TransLife, say I take math, what would that cost me for a month?
So let's say PG3 for maths is 80 ringgit per month for one subject. So
okay, and
take is cheaper. Like for example, if you take 5 subjects, then per subject is 60 ringgit.
Okay, I want to talk about the parents. Now, we've spoken about the teachers and we've spoken about the students' experience, but I understand that your platform also incorporates the parent in the mix, you know, as in they are better informed of their child's activities and their performance. How does that work? How are you incorporating the parents onto the platform?
Okay, the parents' account and the students' account and children's account are linked. So basically, the parents are able to use the account to pay for their kids' account. So payment is one thing. Also, the parents are able to check the schedules for the kids' classes. So the parents will be informed of the latest updates. About our classes, about our platform as well. So this is how we keep them updated. In terms of progress, we don't really give them a progress report because the parents, they are able to check their kids' performance because their accounts are linked to their kids. Yeah, so this is what I would say, something that would provide convenience to parents.
So right now, do you only cater to Malaysian students?
Right now, yes, we only cater to Malaysian students. But in the next 2 weeks, we will start teaching IGCSE as well. So for international students, we are working with Dreamers International School. So they will send their teachers to actually teach tuition classes on our platform. So something that we are launching in the next 2 weeks.
Right, it's time for us to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we'll get Ari to tell us just how he built the TransLife platform in under a week. Stay tuned to Open for Business BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj, founder and CEO of TransLife Education. Ari Go is online with me right now, and we are talking about his end-to-end online tuition hub and its speedy success story. So, Ari, you started TransLife when we were a few weeks into the pandemic here in Malaysia, and this is back in April 2020. Did you start the platform because you saw a need for it, or did you already plan to start this platform and then the pandemic came and accelerated the process for you? Because you were previously running a translation service, right? So how did you do this shift?
So I started this exactly 1 week after MCO started. It was 25th of March. And then it just happened over conversations with one of my friends. And we noticed that there were a lot of students affected because of MCO. They couldn't go to school. So they got no choice but to learn everything online. So we also saw the opportunity that this is a great timing for us to introduce online classes to them. So hence, I reached out to two teachers that I knew. I would say the only two teachers that I knew, but they were extremely good in English and Malay. And Malay is actually my tuition teachers back in my high school. So basically, he helped me to improve my Malay from around C to A within just short few months. Mm. So I know he's really good. So I got him on board and also the English teacher on board. The only two persons that I know who are teaching Malay and English. So I got them on board. So that's how we got started.
Okay. Now, you said that you started this just 1 week after the MCO and it came about after a discussion with a friend. You make it sound so easy. Was it really that easy? Because this is a whole platform that you're setting up online and you need to get the right teachers on there as well. And then you need to market it to the students and then keep them engaged online. So it doesn't sound like something as easy as you put it. Talk to us about the challenges. Talk to us about how that happened.
Okay, so basically, I literally work, I think, 18 to 20 hours a day, starting from 25th. So the whole platform went online in 6 days. So 1st of April, it is the moment when we started selling our courses. So I started very lean in the way that I kept the important features available for the kids. So it's like, I knew nothing about B2C business because all the while I'm in B2B. So B2C is something really new for me. So I had to structure. So technically, I Google everything to learn it, including website. I also set up using, after learning something on Google, Facebook campaign, YouTube campaign. So everything I search online and got the information, I put it. I would say a very lean, in a very lean way, and that's how I got started. It was very challenging. It wasn't easy at all.
And what did building a platform like this cost you? I mean, you did it in 6 days. Like, did you have to pay an express fee? And how have you funded TransLife Education?
Because I did a lot of research and search for available website builders out there. Some of the solutions, they're already available. But the initial setup cost is less than 1,000 ringgit just to get the domain. Very simple setup. So even the website that I built is also plug and play. There's this kind of software that I use. So it didn't cost me much to get started. Just that the way how I plan my whole projects to kickstart this was something that required a lot of efforts, I would say that.
Okay. And you saw a surge during the MCO. I think I read in a press release that you had like 24,000 students join you during the MCO or something like that. So how did you manage that on a simple platform, a plug-and-play platform? And have you had to make adjustments and improvements since in order to cater to numbers like that?
Okay, because when I first started, I knew that since we are going to do on a very large scale, so I leverage on very simple platform that can are able to support that, which is Facebook Live. So because the normal tuition classes and the online seminar are two different things. So when I first started, I started with the live seminar. So that itself will easily had a lot of people joining us live. So I simply created a group in Facebook just to get those registered students to come in and watch the live. Yeah. So different setup. It's like I got a seminar, I got tuition classes. So they different events to cater to different needs. So 24,000 is what we accumulated after like 2-3 months. Initially, when we first started on 16 May, we had 13,000 registrations for our live seminar in just 2 weeks' time. So there was a surge.
So you've basically been in operations, or the platform has been live for a year now. What would you say has been the biggest challenge? Because I'm thinking from the outside here, third party view, for me, I would wonder, how do you engage and keep your students engaged in front of a screen? Because they're fidgety creatures, you know, kids. But what would you say has been the biggest challenge in running TransLife Education over the last year?
I think the teachers are responsible to keep the students engaged. So definitely the teachers that we selected to teach on platforms, they are really the best of the best in the country. So that's why I believe because how they teach actually engage the students. And that is like the first, the most important part. Then second part is where how we make sure we select the right, I would call webinar to to teach the students, because we are not using Zoom, we are not using Google Meet, we are using webinar, because we handle a big number of students. So we need the students to really follow the teacher's rhythm, because if I get Zoom or even Google Meet, it may be a little bit too chaotic. So it's like how we design our classes based on the number of students also matters quite a lot. So, and then on top of that, we got the recordings, we got the Q&A functions, and yeah, so all these actually make sure the students would keep on using our platform.
Coming back to your first point, when you started, you had those two teachers with you. What is your staff strength like right now? The teachers that contribute, how many are you working with right now? And how do you source for them? How have you sourced for them?
So currently we have 13 teachers who are teaching national syllabus. So most of the teachers are introduced by others, or even some teachers I did my own research and I found out online. So, but all these teachers are based on their experience. So they are either reference book writer, textbook writer, or even Guru Chemalang, or even very, very famous tuition teacher in certain regions. So it is like I select based on their credibility. I interview them, I talk to them. I also see how they teach. So after that, I'll finalize I would say the elite list that actually having all these amazing teachers.
All right. So what's next for TransLife, Airy? Do you have plans for expansion in the near future? And also, do you have a vision for what TransLife education could be in the next 5 or 10 years?
I think TransLife education, we focus on delivering the best learning experience for Malaysian students. So from primary school to secondary school to university. So this is the kind of market that we will be focusing on. And not only national syllabus, like what I mentioned just now, we are going to IGCSE, and also we are coming out with language classes, we are coming out with enrichment courses. So everything that you need to empower young generations will be made available on our platform. So, and we work with established partners, not just individual teachers, but institutions as well. Like I mentioned just now, Dreamers, Srimas International School. Yeah. So moving forward, we also have some celebrities coming in to teach, for example, some enrichment courses. Yeah. So these are the, I would say, the kind of directions they are heading towards. Yeah. And but also, we hope to solve, I would say, problems. If we are able to identify more problems among parents and students, we will introduce them. Like even in April itself, our beta versions for our homework app. It is an app to help the students to do homework. So that will be launched as well. So it's like something that we keep on innovating so that the students and parents will get the convenience in the process of learning.
Wow. I wish there was an app that could have helped me with my homework when I was a kid. These kids today, they're so lucky. But Airy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Audrey.
I've been speaking with Airy Goh, founder and CEO of TransLife Education. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Just search for Open for Business. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more. But till then, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.